All this, she was on the market for $5,000, and we could not buy it because we didn't have any money.
Right.
No? And she really wanted so badly of us, but we couldn't. And even when we would have found somebody, because all the down payment for it was $500.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother said, how can we do that? You know, the taxes would be like a millstone around our neck. It was just not possible. So finally, a neighbor bought it, you know. And it was really very sad because she sold everything that was in the house, just out of it, like this, you know, and then sold the shell of it. And it was such a genteel, beautiful house. The one of the sisters had been the wife of the Colombian ambassador.
Oh.
And it was all done with great taste and very beautiful.
Imagine.
And now, in the meantime, Eric Rappé was so fond of Eric's pieces, as I told you, and they had been all broadcast nationwide. He did so many of his pieces. And the Little Symphony, three times. And he did the Passacaglia and all these pieces. Also, a conductor by the name of Barnett, who was conductor of the CBS Symphony.
Oh.
He did the November pieces.
Oh, yes.
Which I think Eric orchestrated while we were still in this room, you know, in New York. And all these broadcasts were nationwide. And the talent scout, they were at that time always on the lookout for newcomers,
right,
and so on, had heard that. And she recommended Eric to MGM.
Ah.
And so all of a sudden we got this call if Eric was available. Of course he was available. And so we had Kafka there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Kafka was supposed to be our, you know, go-between.
Right.
And talk. And he talked with these people and they seemed quite earnest about it. And he said that we had stuff, and when we had to move, you know, they should pay for the moving, and they were all willing to do that. Now, in the meantime, the house was sold, and we thought, why now move to New York and wait there for the contract? The contract was just before the signing stage.
Mm-hmm.
We could directly move, you know, those things to Hollywood,
sure,
and then and not have an interim, which would only cost us money and had no sense.
Right. Mm.
But that was a big mistake, because the moment we were here, you know, everything seemed to be all of a sudden off.
Uh-uh.
And only later did we really know what happened.
Mm.
What happened was this. So, The whole picture was completely changed, you know. Our agent was Mr. Polk, who was the agent of Heifetz and also other luminaries, you know. And so he came to the hotel where we were, and we felt like kings. I mean, he treated us like royalty, you know. And everything was fine, and then all of a sudden it was like the whole thing had broken up, and all the promises were gone. Now, after this, we went on for about 4 or 5 weeks. All of a sudden, Mr. Paul called and said, Mr., you know, they want you to see you at, say, 10 o'clock, there and there. And it turned out that there was, at that time, a producer in here in Hollywood who made travelogues. The famous Fitzpatrick travelogues.
Oh, sure.
They always ended in the same way, and so we reluctantly take leave of beautiful, whatever he had just done, Samoa, of beautiful, Mexico, beautiful, and so on. At one time, he all of a sudden got the idea of making pictures about the life of composers, you know, and then they all said he would end it with, and so we reluctantly took leave of beautiful Amadeus, Wolfgang Amadeus, Mozart, and so on, you know.